Hello and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today I'm speaking with Elena Chervonenko about technology transfer in the dynamic and complex pharmaceutical environment. Technology transfer brings together specialists from diverse areas, including analysts who diligently focus on method transfer, engineers who navigate the complexities of equipment considerations, and of course the financial department, which seeks to maximize the profitability of each tech transfer endeavor. However, it is essential to go beyond these individual perspectives and embrace a comprehensive global understanding of the entire business process. During this podcast, Elena will delve into the multifaceted stages from the initial idea to the crucial post-marketing actions that follow a successful technology transfer. And she will also uncover ways to ensure seamless transfer of technology. Elena is Associate Director of Quality Management and Compliance at PharmaLex, where she draws on her expertise in quality management and regulatory compliance to support clients and her teams. Elena has a master's degree in pharmaceutical chemistry from Odessa Mechnikov National University.
Hi, Kim, and thank you for the introduction. I'm delighted to share my experience with our audience.
Thank you, Elena. Can we begin by looking at the main types of technology transfer? How would these be classified?
Sure. There are two main types, scale-up and transfer to a different site. The first, scale-up technology transfer, involves moving a technology or process from laboratory or pilot scale environment to a larger production scale. This type of transfer is typically focused on increasing production capacity, improving efficiency, and optimizing the technology for commercialization. Scale-up technology transfer often occurs within the same organization or facility, within the goal of transitioning from small-scale development to full-scale production. Transfer to a different site involves relocating a technology or process from one location or organization to another. This type of technology transfer is often undertaken when a company wants to replicate or implement a technology at a new facility, either within the same country or across different regions globally.
What do these companies need to consider for each of these?
Well, technology transfer begins with an evaluation of the technology to ensure its scalability, robustness, and efficiency when implemented at a larger scale. Other important considerations are an assessment of the specialized equipment, machinery, or facility modification, appropriate quality assurance and control measures to maintain product consistency and meet regulatory requirements and adequate training, and support for personnel involved in operations and technology. You also need to make sure the supply chain network is reliable and that the scale-up is financially viable. With the site selection, it's important to evaluate site suitability with regards to infrastructure, compliance with local laws and regulations, availability of skilled labor, market proximity, and logistical considerations. Determine the needs for facility modification to accommodate the technology being transferred, including equipment installation, infrastructure upgrades, and compliance with safety and environment standards. Companies must also support transfer of knowledge and expertise and ensure validation and qualification of the transferred technology at the new site to ensure it meets the required performance, quality, and regulatory standards. And it's important to foster collaboration and effective communication between sites.
Thank you for that, Elena. Challenges are no doubt inevitable. What are the primary issues that can arise? And can you share some ideas on how best to address those?
So, I would say the biggest challenge is, of course, finding the right business partner for your technology transfer. A successful partnership would begin with identifying your needs. What is technology you want to transfer and what types of expertise and resources you will require? Make sure you conduct thorough market research to identify potential partners while also making use of your professional network and recommendations. Make use of resources such as conferences and seminars, as well as online platforms, directories, and technology transfer databases. But once a partner has been identified, make sure you evaluate their technical capabilities, track record, regulatory compliance, and financial stability, and if feasible, plan site visit to assess facilities. Engage legal and regulatory experts to review contracts and agreements. Always negotiate the term of the technology transfer agreement and define roles, responsibilities, and timelines, and ensure continuous communication and monitoring always.
Having found a partner, you obviously have to now qualify the new site. What does that involve?
Oh, good question. And absolutely, qualification helps ensure that the new site has the necessary capabilities, infrastructure, and quality system to effectively implement the transfer technology. You would start by clearly defining the qualification criteria based on the requirements of the technology being transferred and the specific needs of your organization, of course. Conduct a pre-qualification assessment of the new site before initiating the technology transfer process. Arrange a site visit to assess manufacturing operations, infrastructure, quality system, and overall compliance. Establish a quality agreement or technical agreement that defines roles, responsibilities, and expectations related to quality management, regulatory compliance, change control, risk management, and communication between your organization and your site. Then develop a comprehensive step-by-step technical transfer plan that includes timelines, milestones, documentation requirement, and testing and validation protocols. Implement appropriate validation and qualification activities and provide appropriate training and skills development. You must ensure you conduct periodic audits and compliance checks of the site and keep comprehensive record of all qualification activities and ongoing monitoring, including regular reviews, feedback session, and key performance indicators.
Thank you, Elena. Can we talk about the factors that influence regulatory requirements for technology transfer?
Sure. This, of course, very dependent on the industry and specific technology involved and the countries or regions involved in the transfer. You should identify any regulatory approvals, certification, or license that may be required for technology transfer. Research the regulatory agencies or authorities responsible for overseeing the technology and complying with their requirements. Regulatory requirements can be complex and vary significantly across countries and jurisdictions. It's advisable to engage legal and regulatory experts familiar with the specific industry and countries involved in the technology transfer to ensure compliance with all relevant regulations.
Let's talk a bit about the people involved and the roles the various team members play in the technology transfer.
Well, having a dedicated team to oversee the technology transfer process is crucial next step to ensure its successful implementation. The team is highly diverse. You need a project manager who is responsible for overseeing the entire technology transfer process, coordinating the activities of the team members, establishing timelines and milestones, managing resources, and ensuring effective communication and collaboration among all stakeholders. Your technology and analytical experts will provide technical guidance, advice, and support throughout the transfer process, while your regulatory and compliance specialist will be critical to ensuring compliance with relevant laws, regulations, permits, certification, and approvals. You will also need legal and intellectual property experts who can help to draft and review contracts, licenses, and agreements, ensuring proper intellectual property protection and ownership rights. Your operation and manufacturing specialist will be responsible for optimizing the technology for large-scale production or implementation at the receiving site, while the quality assurance and control team ensures that the transfer technology meets the required quality standards, regulatory compliance, and customer expectation. It's important to ensure you have training and knowledge transfer specialists and good communication and stakeholders engagement professionals. And of course, you will need to involve your CMC team, who will make any required updates and modification to the regulatory submission dossier to reflect the changes resulting from technology transfer. The CMC team works closely with the regulatory affairs team to ensure that the variations are properly identified, documented, and communicated to the regulatory authorities. The CMC team is responsible for providing comprehensive information related to the changes in manufacturing processes, equipment, analytical method specification, and controls resulting from the regulatory technology transfer. Additionally, the CMC team collaborates with other departments involved in the technology transfer, such as research and development, quality assurance, and production, to obtain the required information and ensure its integration into the regulatory documentation.
Thank you very much for those insights, Elena. Can you share with our listeners a bit more about the regulatory process and why good manufacturing practice is so important?
Certainly. First, you need to identify the regulatory authority responsible for overseeing the manufacturing and marketing of the product in target country. Then familiarize yourself with GMP guidelines issued by the regulatory authority in the target country. These guidelines outline the specific requirements and standards that must be met for GMP certification. Examples include the FDA's Code of Federal Regulation Title 21 in the United States or the Eudralex Volume 4 in the European Union. You should assess the existing manufacturing facility and processes at the new site to ensure compliance with the GMP requirements of the target country. Prepare for a site inspection and audit by the regulatory authority or its authorized agents, and make sure you establish comprehensive documentation and record-keeping system to demonstrate compliance with GMP requirements. Integral to GMP is an implementation of an effective quality management system that aligns with GMP principles. This includes establishing standard operation procedures, implementing a robust change control process, conducting regular internal audits, and ensuring continuous improvement of the manufacturing processes. After obtaining GMP certification, ensure ongoing compliance with GMP standards through periodic inspections, reporting, and regular submissions, as required by regulatory authority. It's essential to work closely with regulatory experts and consultants who are familiar with the specific GMP requirements of the target country.
Thank you again, Elena. What about the submission of a variation to the dossier to the regulatory agency, particularly when there are alterations to the product or to the manufacturing processes or to the site location?
Well, the submission of a variation to the dossier to the regulatory agency is an important step during technology transfer, especially when there are changes to the product, manufacturing processes, or site location. The regulatory agency reviews the submitted variation to evaluate the proposed changes and assess their impact to the safety, efficacy, and quality of the product. This review process helps ensure that the transfer technology and its associated changes met regulatory requirements. After successful review, the regulatory agency grants approval or authorization for the proposed changes described in the variation. This approval allows the transfer technology to be implemented at the new site and ensures that the marketing authorization remains valid.
Thank you, Elena. Can we talk about post-authorization actions for a marketing authorization holder? Can they implement to monitor the manufacturing of the initial commercial batches following technology transfer? And of course, the primary objective of these actions?
There are several key steps the marketing authorization holder can take to ensure the transfer technology is being implemented correctly and the manufacturing process meets the required quality, safety, and efficacy standards. First, verify that the new manufacturing process on the new site aligns with the approved process described in the manufacturing authorization dossier. This may involve conducting on-site inspections, audits, or quality assessment to ensure that the technology transfer has been implemented accurately. We also recommend that our clients conduct a batch record review of the first commercial batch manufacturing at the new site to verify that all critical steps and parameters have been followed correctly, and that batch records are accurately completed and documented. Another best practice step is to collect representative samples of the first commercial batch and perform comprehensive analysis and testing to verify product quality, consistency, and compliance with specifications. Additionally, we recommend conducting stability testing on the first commercial batch to ensure the transfer technology and manufacturing process do not negatively impact the product's shelf life or quality attributes. We also advise establishing a robust quality control and quality assessment system to monitor the manufacturing process at the new site. From a safety perspective, it's important to monitor and assess adverse events, product compliance, or any unexpected safety concerns related to the first commercial batch. It's also important to maintain comprehensive documentation of all post-authorization activities related to the manufacturing of the first commercial batch. This includes records of inspections, audits, testing results, stability data, and any corrective actions taken. And as with all steps, maintain open and effective communication channels with the new manufacturing site, ensuring regular interaction and feedback exchange. By implementing these post-authorization actions, you can closely monitor the manufacturing of the first commercial batch and after technology transfer and take important steps to maintain the quality, safety, and efficacy of the product in accordance with regulatory requirements and the approved marketing authorization.
Thank you very much for joining me today, Elena, and for giving our listeners insight into the comprehensive business process involved in technology transfer, as well as the roles played by various specialists in the pharmaceutical industry. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. PharmaLex, part of Cencora, serve the pharma, biotech, and medtech industries, guiding our clients through the entire product life cycle from early strategic planning, non-clinical and clinical, regulatory submission processes, and a post-approval activities. Please make sure you subscribe so you can join us for future podcasts.